Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. Here's Vic's pass, and it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And that's a touchdown. Clay Harbor makes that catch,
and they've got Harbor for the touchdown. 18-yard touchdown pass by Chad Henning.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
Here, his downfield accuracy struggled with. He was hitting guys, putting ball where it needed to be. Very, very efficient against the blitz. Usually you can blitz a young guy. He only had one incompletion against the blitz, and guess what his passer rating was? David Haw. Perfect.
Clay Harbor on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
You know dreams and nightmares when you hear it. You know what that means. The Eagles aren't here, but a former one is. Clay Harbor from Chicago Sports Network. He hosts the Big Pro Football Show. He's on Pro Football Weekly as well. Works with David Haw, Ruthie Polinsky. As we broadcast here live from Old Crow in Wrigleyville, Clay joined us outside. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score, and we've got one more pair of tickets to give away. Come out and register. It is to Game 1 of the NL Wild Card Series this Tuesday. If it is at Wrigley, I am going to yell at every person I can to make the Cubs win and make that happen. That is right. We are giving tickets away courtesy of Budweiser. We're here until 6, so you have time to come out. It is all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud is for you. I think I got to start with the where we just left off, Clay. You heard 5 on it. You heard Marshall's parlay. 750 yards for Colston Loveland is part of the 6-leg parlay. Is
and,
that correct?
And that's the part you had issue with, right?
Over under, yeah. I think the over, which you picked, is bold, but...
But
you
got
to be bold to make money.
1%
scared
chance.
Money don't make money.
1% chance. I'm sorry. He is not going over 750 receiving yards this year. He might not even play this week. How many yards does he have right now? What, 30? 40? So there's the time he has to accumulate these statistics just doesn't seem feasible to me. So I do not like that parlay.
Okay, let me hit you with this, Clay.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play this week, that's fine because that's one game he's missed. But he also has the bye week. They're going to come out rejuvenated. And he is going to be a big part of this offense going forward. There's a reason that he was taken where he was taken. What's Tyler Warren doing right now?
Different offense, different weapons, right? So you got Rome Odunze, who has shown that he is the number one option on this team.
Yes.
Who else is getting paid $20 million a year that's going to get his touches? DJ Moore is going to get his touches.
Out of the backfield.
You got Cole Kmet that's splitting reps with Colson Loveland at tight end. So both of these guys are going to be sharing balls. If this was a two-man parlay, I would be all for it. But not one of these guys getting 750 yards. There's no chance because they are splitting reps. You'll see in 11 personnel, sometimes it's Loveland, sometimes it's Kmet. They are not fully invested with Loveland in 11 and Cole in 21. They are splitting reps per play basis.
What's the number? How many yards will he end up with? Colson Loveland.
I'll say 450, 500 yards tops.
Okay. Can I get the plus 500 and we can just make a bet? Because he's going to get more than 500 yards.
I'll do receiver. The plus 500. We'll make an individual bet.
Yep.
Gotcha. We'll
do it. Caleb Williams, 30 touchdowns. Is that easy? Is that a big? I got stumped on that one, to be honest with you.
I think that's right where it's going to be. But yeah. I would probably take the over after last week. I want to see it one more time. I don't think this is a revisit of the Jacksonville situation last year. I think you've actually seen some steps here. It wasn't just like bad, 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 really good.
Uh-huh.
You've actually seen the steps in him and Ben with his feet marrying up, with how he's throwing the ball, the play calling. Everything seems to be coming together.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you, too, not just your thoughts on tight end production, being a former one in the NFL, but also just how confident you are now or what changed for you after seeing the way the Bears were able to beat the Cowboys.
What I like the most about the Cowboys game, for me, when I look at when the game is slowing down for a player, especially a quarterback, For me, it's how are you doing against a blitz when they blitz a guy? Matt Eberflus runs a ton of zone defense. He sits back, keeps defense in front of him. He blitzed Caleb 7 times. Caleb had 6 completions for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns and a 158.3 passer rating for him. So against the blitz, the game slowing down, he's getting to his receivers. That's what I want to see. That's how you see growth. He did a great job there, and his deep ball accuracy was 7 of 14. This was something he struggled with greatly last year. 7 of 14, 2 touchdowns there as well. Deep ball's looking better, better against the blitz. You're seeing his footwork, like Ben Johnson said, is timing up with the progressions. When he's coming into his second read, the window's open, his footwork, he's moving right at the exact time that you want to be. And that's what comes with that timing and that rhythm that you hear people talk about. It's really footwork. When are your feet set with your hitch, and are you ready to deliver the ball at that time?
And what I'm trying to figure out, too, is because Ben Johnson, Clay, talked about how obviously you can, the more he shows, the more Caleb Williams can have put on his plate, the more of the playbook
yes.
he's going to get. And it seemed like relative to week one, he got a ton more in this past game. We saw at least a lot more creativity out of Ben Johnson. Is it realistic to think that a guy who it felt like they were simplifying things for at the end of training camp and even in the first game can make big jumps during a season, or is just going to be small scale stuff?
Typically it's incremental, you know, it's something that is incremental, but I got a good nugget for you, Grody. I'm sure you like nuggets. I know Marshall loves chicken
yeah.
nuggets. This is a good nugget for you.
Spicy nugs.
This yeah. is a way for me to look at seeing Ben Johnson is putting more faith in Caleb Williams. He's more confident in Caleb Williams. So the first two games of the year, they were bottom five in motion and shifts. Last game against the Cowboys, they had the third most motions and shifts in the entire NFL.
That's a huge
so
jump.
You are going in with the play calls. If you're not confident with the quarterback, you're not giving him these lengthy play calls where you have to sit there and you have to listen. You have to go shift two, you know, break two, crack two. That's how they get to the shifts. Different words. You know, the motions, Z over, Z fly, X back, you know, F motion. So all these motions that add to the verbiage of the play call, if you're not confident with a guy, you're not going to do that. And they had the third most motions and shifts. So the operation is coming along. So that's something that tells me Ben is getting more comfortable with what Caleb is able to do.
Two words. Max. Crosby.
Yeah.
How? You stop him. That's more than two
Darnell
words.
Wright.
How was
missed
good
practice
enough.
Again.
How?
If Darnell's healthy 100%, I like the matchup. He played him 2 years ago when he was a rookie. He did get a sack. Crosby did get a sack. But Darnell, I remember watching that film thinking, okay, after that game, he's going neck to neck with Max Crosby. Like, this guy can play. So I like Darnell's matchup. Do I like Theo Benedict's matchup? And that's assuming that Ozzie Trapillo isn't going to be the starting right tackle if Darnell writes out. I don't know exactly how they're going to do that. But assuming either one of these guys, it's going to be tough. But what you do is obviously use a tight end. As a tight end in this situation, I know when we're going in, they're going to go say, hey, Clay, you're going to be chipping a lot, buddy. You're not going to get downfield much. Your check today is going to be earned by chipping Max Crosby. You're going to have a big circle, the number Max Crosby, and you know that that's your guy. We played when I was with the Jaguars, J.J. Watt. You played against the Houston Texans every week. I knew going into the Texan week, I wasn't going downfield. I was chipping J.J. Watt. Okay, I'm keeping my eyes on J.J. When the Eagles, Marshall, DeMarcus Ware. Guess what? I'm chipping DeMarcus Ware. So that's what you got to do with a guy like Max Crosby. You got to have a plan running back. You slide your protections to him. You have some play actions. If you can get a run game going, make him get into his run fit and then play action, then he's going to try to get out of his run fit. It's hard. You're buying yourself more time that way. So I'd say the best thing you could do is average more than 3 yards a carry with DeAndre Swift and have this team have to respect your run. And then after that, when you do have to pass in these obvious situations, you got to have a chip. There shouldn't be one play in this game where there's a straight drop back between Ozzie or Theo without a chip.
I think that probably falls on Cole Kmet. We've seen him take on a lot of the blocking responsibilities, especially on some of the riskier plays or the ones that take longer for the pocket to form. How many times have you seen already, Clay, where I feel like 85 has got a key block in front of Caleb Williams to help keep that passing lane open?
Oh, man, Cole Kmet. I think he's one of the most underrated blockers as a tight end in the NFL. If you just look at like the Pro Football Focus grades, he's not in the top level. Most tight ends are putting backside. You're cutting somebody off. You're not putting these situations. They're putting Cole Kmet front side. Mm-hmm. He's front side on zone. He's front side on gap scheme. He's front side on power. This guy is going face-to-face with defensive ends. They're not asking many tight ends to do that. And obviously, he scored a touchdown last week. This guy can go downfield. Underrated blocker. You're absolutely right. He is going to be a guy that's going to be asked to get these chips to help in protection. He had a couple plays where he's a good pass protector in his own right. He's got beat a couple times. But if Darnell isn't healthy, and obviously he missed two practices, Cole Kmet is going to have a big game of helping with Max Crosby. That's the only thing he can do. And we obviously hope Loveland can play. But Durham Smythe, too, is a guy that's a veteran in this league. I think you'll see some of him getting these chips and helping out with his protection as well.
Well, it's funny that, you know, the Cole Kmet, if he does play and if he's in on the chipping, that's yet another reason why it's going to be difficult to get him to 750 yards, because isn't that a lot of what they did in the Minnesota game, too, at the beginning of the year? Weren't they holding back their tight ends to help a lot more in that as well?
Yeah, when you got Danielle Hunter and Andrew Van Ginkle, you got to make sure your tight ends are there to protect, and that's something they do. And week in and week out, you're not going to see the same game plan, obviously. Tight ends are going to have, they're going to have a good game here, a good game there.
Yeah.
But you can't count on consistent tight end. I mean, he would probably be, what, top four, top five tight ends with 750 yards, Marshall?
I like
top
where
10.
I like where you're setting the bar,
top
Marshall.
10, though.
I like the
but
way you think
I think my point is, you mentioned the Minnesota game specifically, and I know we got to take a break, but I think the bigger point is the evolution of the offense means that they don't have to do as much with the restrictions that they did in game one now going forward. I think the offense itself will evolve because I think the run game is coming. The run game is coming, and that will open up things for everyone.
Is there evidence that the run game is coming? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Well, Ben Johnson said they watched it together as a team, so hopefully that'll do something. I mean, DeAndre Swift's got to be better, but this O-line's got to open up some more holes. The zone scheme, I feel like they're getting away from that more and running more gap, but I don't think they're going to be a great running team. This team is going to be on Cable's back as far as he can carry them.
750 yards in 2024 would have put him past Sam Laporta, who was sixth. So, yeah, you would be right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.